The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam. Well, they're all talking about the election. Adam.
Well, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah.
I don't think any of us were expecting, but yeah, Theresa May has announced a general election for June the 8th. I mean, the reason we didn't see any of it coming was A, Mrs. May said it wasn't going to happen, that the next election would be 2020, but also B, that she didn't want any instability during the Brexit process. But interesting, because, I mean, here, gone are the days when, basically, when the Prime Minister announces it, then it happens. Because of fixed-term parliaments, he actually has to now move the goalposts and get two-thirds of MPs to agree to it.
Yep.
So I don't think that's going to be an issue, because the Labour Party is agreeing.
Yes.
But the reason she's doing it is that, basically, the Conservative Party are 18 points ahead of the Labour Party, and even with our skewed opinion polls and other things, surely no one comes from 18 points behind.
No.
But also, B, she stops her troublesome backbenchers from derailing a couple of ideas, so she can say to the backbenchers, look, we've got an improved majority, I don't need you.
Just to one for you then, all right, let me ask you this question. If you had a poll out there, say Conservatives or Labour, the British people would say Labour are mad, we're going to vote Conservative. If, on the other hand, there's a general election, is there any likelihood that the Remain Conservatives might seek to get square? It's their one chance to make their noise heard. God knows who they'd vote for, mind you.
Yeah,
but
well,
could the Remain Conservatives defect?
I can't see the Remain Conservatives going off to anyone else. And UKIP, of course, was busted flush because they've got what they wanted. So what I think is most likely is that the Conservative Party probably will increase their majority, but not by as much as she would have wanted.
Not by as much as the 18 or 21% that they're leading at the polls.
But I also think we're going to have a very low turnout because, frankly, people have had enough of elections.
Oh, haven't
we had the last general election 2 years ago. We had the referendum in Northern Ireland. They've had three more elections in between. Mm. We've got the local elections coming up. Frankly, I think it'll be amazing if they get even 60% turnout, so 50% potentially.
Just a quick one on these acid attacks.
Yeah, this is, I mean, a horrible thing. 16 people injured, we know, including these two Australian sisters, Isabella and Prue Fraser, and two men in a very bad way in hospital in serious condition. But I looked this up thinking, I remember an acid attack last month. So I looked it up and found, yeah, indeed, there was a family attacked with acid in Islington, not very far from where this nightclub was last month. But how's this? In the past 5 years, in London alone, there have been 1,500 acid attacks, 400 plus last year. This is not a one-off, and that's a very worrying thought.
How do they do it?
Well, people get hold of some substance and chuck it in people's faces. Now, how they get hold of the substance, I have no idea, because, frankly, most of us are not haven't got enough chemistry in us to do that.
Well done. All right, Adam. Great to talk to you. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.